Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up
up
with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, podcasters, welcome to The Catch Up. Thank you for downloading. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to keep this podcast intro short because I just had a coffee and a Coke Zero pretty much at the same time, and the two are really mixing together not very nicely in my stomach at the moment. I'm a little bit off. But luckily, I got all the good stuff out of the way during the show. So you've got that to look forward to in today's catch-up. I had a rough start to the morning again because technology failed me, so I'm going to be talking about that. My boyfriend thinks I'm cheating on him. Going to go into that as well. Also going to try out my acting chops in a game of movie-oke. And you can see how the circus went last night as well. Oh, and a dude wrote a mean note. We'll go into that too. So enjoy the catch-up. I'm just going to go maybe have some water.
This
is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, guys. I'm kind of in the doghouse with my boyfriend. In fact, I'm definitely in the doghouse. He thinks that I'm cheating on him. Yeah. I know. I'm not proud. Not proud one bit. But I can assure you, I feel like I need to come out at the very top of this and say, I'm not! I'm a good girl. I'm not a naughty girl. I'm a good girl. But something that happened the other day that really made it look real bad for me. So he was visiting over the weekend because, you know, we do long distance. He lives on the other side of the country. So every now and again, once every month or two, he'll come over and pay me a visit. And I was ready to take him to the airport the other night, and he was popping his stuff in the back of my car, kind of in the back seat, which I never go in. You know, you've got no need to go in your back seat if you're the only one driving your car. All that's in there is a couple of Coles and Woolies plastic bags, you know. But it is quite messy because it is kind of where my rubbish ends up. Anyway, he was putting his stuff in the back of the car, and all of a sudden he spots something kind of poking out from underneath the Coles bags, and he looks closer and pulls it out, and he pulls out a pair of Calvin Klein men's underwear and says to me, Ellie, what's this? And I say, I don't know. Like, and immediately I get defensive because I'm like, how could they possibly have gotten there? I don't wear them. I haven't had any other dudes that have been taking their undies off around me. I don't know. But because I couldn't offer him an explanation, that makes it look even worse. So I said, all right, well, hold on. Let's not, this is nothing to worry about. I can assure you. He goes, oh, really? Because it kind of looks like there's nothing to worry about. And I said, no, calm down. The more I thought about it, I remembered that on the weekend of Winery Walkabout, which was a few weekends ago, I had a bunch of friends stay at my house, and one of the friends was a guy, and he borrowed my car the next day and ran around because he was visiting from out of town, ran around, did a bunch of things, had a bag in there, and the undies have fallen out of his bag and kind of wedged themselves under my seat. So much so that I hadn't noticed them. In the what? How long ago was Winery Walkabout? A month or two? Anyway, so I explained that to Gav and he understood and he believes me and knows that I'd never do anything like that to him. But my goodness, it looked bad. And it was a very awkward moment between us for a little bit. So I want to know, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, have you had a similar experience? Does your partner think you're cheating? Did you, you know, is there something that looked sus when really it was completely fine? But it doesn't look good. And to be fair, if I'd found women's undies in my boyfriend's car, I would have assumed the same thing. It's not a good feeling. So 13, 12, 16, when did your partner think you were cheating on them? Give us a call. We'll take them next. Let's go to Katie from Tat. Katie, has this happened to you? Did your partner think you were cheating?
Yes, because I started getting a real addiction to getting manicures once a week. And he was like, why are you spending all this money and away all the time?
Oh, that's a good point. Did you think that was just your excuse to maybe go see your secret lover?
Well, I was just after work, so it was nighttime.
Oh, well, that is more concerning. And then also, like, you're coming back with nice nails and it looks like you're dressing up for him.
Exactly. Jazzing up for someone else. Smelled a bit like acetone.
Oh, it's an affair. Flat out, it's an affair. All right, Katie, well, good luck with that one. Thanks for your call.
Just come home and realised there was a little bit more washing in there. Put it in the washing, folded up some underwear that I thought was my partner's. Was actually my ex-partner.
No. God, how do you react?
He goes, these aren't mine. I said, well, they're not mine.
Were you like me and it took you a while to kind of realise where they'd come from and how they'd gotten there?
It was so awkward, yeah. It was...
So how long did it take for him to believe you?
No, he believed me, but it was a little bit awkward for a while.
I know, but I was apologising for days because I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't want you to ever think that, I promise. Like,
I know, I felt like I was making up a story.
Yeah.
That was actually what happened.
100%. Me too. You just feel so bad. Oh, there we go. All right, thanks for your call, Joe. I promise, Gav, if you're listening, my boyfriend, not cheating on you. I'll say it here now.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a dude.
Cut. Wrong line. It's
a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shepparton. Go on a date night, movie night, whatever you want. I need you to tell me what movie this is from, okay? I'm about to act it out. Give me a call if you know the answer. And don't judge me on my Scottish accent. Are you ready?
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher on the food chain. Get in my belly.
I was actually quite happy with that. I feel like that was not the worst Scottish accent in the world. 13, 12, 16, if you reckon you know what movie that's from. Don't need the specific movie. I'll take the franchise. That's fine. Hello? Hit 96.9. Who have we got here?
We got Jordan.
Jordan, what town are you from, Jords?
Yarrawonga.
Lovely. Do you reckon you know what movie that's from?
Oh, 100%. Easy.
What do you reckon it is?
It's the second Austin Powers movie.
Is it just? All right, let's have a listen, see if you're right.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
It does sound very Mike Myers-esque, Jordan, and you are 100% correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No worries at all. How was my Scottish accent? How'd you rate it?
Oh, I like it. It's not too bad.
Not too bad? Okay, do you know what? I'll take that. You have just won yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep, my friend. Well done.
Sweet.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, guys, I've had a rough morning this morning. I don't know if it's sad violin worthy, but once I tell you this story, hopefully you'll feel my pain. I went to the circus last night, got home late, didn't get a lot of sleep. So I woke up this morning feeling pretty average, not going to lie. But, you know, got up, crack of dawn, 4 a.m, went through Macca's, got my coffee, got to work and thought, here we go. Let's crack into this day. Now, I'm obviously doing the show solo at the moment. Josiah's away on holidays, very conveniently. So when you're doing the show by yourself, you kind of don't want anything to go wrong. Unfortunately, something went wrong this morning. I got in, typed in my login to get into my workspace on my computer, and got a little notification that basically said, this account has been locked. You cannot access it. And I said, ha, good joke, computer. Great. And so I went and tried a different computer. Did the old turn it on, off and off again trick. The second computer didn't work either. Tried a third computer. Also didn't work. So the time's ticking by, and the time it's taken me to try all three computers, about 15 minutes has gone by, due to go on air in about 45 minutes. So I start to stress out a little bit. Call the help desk. They're not open till 7:30. Call a couple of friends around the network. Say, hey, anything wrong with your computer? No. So once I realised that this is a problem that's not fixable, I thought, oh, geez, all right, I planned out most of the show yesterday, but really there's a lot that I haven't planned out. So kind of riding by the skin of my teeth today, using my phone for internet, because not only does my computer not work, but my internet won't work either. So it's been a rough trot, and it reinforces the fear that I have about bloody technology. We've gotten to the point in our lives when we rely so much on technology that when it goes wrong, we don't know what to do. Instead of talking about cool, the breaking news and stuff, we have to come on the radio and just complain about technology not working instead. It's really tough. So help me out this morning. 13, 12, 16. Has technology screwed you over as much as it has me this morning? Maybe you had an assignment due or something and, you know, your technology failed, your computer shut down, you lost everything, you had to do it all over again. Or maybe, I don't know, you put a bet on and then the bet didn't go through because the internet was dodgy and you ended up winning zero money. Technology fails us all the time. It's not okay, and I want to hear your story. Let's go to Paris from Shep. Paris, has technology screwed you over?
Yeah, it's screwed me over big time. I'm like so unlucky. You know when you're so unlucky with technology that when you get technology, you just expect it not to work? So basically, when I was in high school, I saved up all of my money for ages to buy a MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got a MacBook, and then it just shut down, stopped working after like 6 months. And it was so bad that I didn't want to tell my parents in case it was my fault. So I pretended that I had a working laptop, but really I was just doing everything at school and on my phone because I couldn't admit that I'd actually broken the one that I bought.
No, couldn't you take it back to the shop? Like, surely it was under warranty or something?
Look, hindsight's 20/20. At the time, I was like, there's no way, because that means I have to confess that maybe I haven't been looking after it well. It was the MacBook's fault, but at the time, I just could not accept.
Do you know what? The fear of getting in trouble by the parents is something that got me all the time. There's so much stuff that I just wouldn't tell them because I didn't want to get in trouble. So I feel you, girl.
Exactly. Now looking back, it's like they totally wouldn't have told me after that, but whatever. Exactly.
They'd probably rather you tell them and fix the laptop that they spend heaps of money on.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
I hope your Thursday's going well. Mine's been a bit rusty because I was up last night late, just performing for the Goulburn Valley. You know how it is, performing at Silver's Circus. It was such a good circus, so much fun. Some of the tricks those acrobats can do, my goodness. And some of the dudes who are performing, they are so ripped. I mean, that was worth going for just in itself. But before the show began, me and my amateur circus got up on stage and performed. And the aim of the amateur circus, if you've been listening to the radio for the last couple of weeks, was just to showcase what the Goulburn Valley's got to offer in the realms of party tricks and circus tricks. So what we did was got everyone who won their tickets there to come up and perform a trick. And some of them were great. Some of them were interesting. We kicked it off with Stephen from Shep, who called up and said that he was a sculling champion, right? He could scull a drink, no worries. So I brought along some water, because I was being responsible, obviously, and poured out 4 glasses for him, which the other winners all held, and he had to go down the line and scull it in 10 seconds. Here's how it went down.
All right, so let's start at 10 and count Stephen from Shepparton down. Are we ready? Here we go. 10, 9, 8.
He knocked the first one down pretty quickly, second one as well. Third was when he started to struggle. Got to the fourth.
Congratulations.
I mean, I gave him a that'll do. But I'm not going to lie, half of that water ended up on the ground, Stephen. You know it did, bud. You know it did. We then moved on to Liliana, whose trick was to shake her eyes, right? And up close, this looked amazing. Couldn't quite see it as well from the crowd. But I tell you what, it is. If you ever run into Liliana on the street, ask her to shake her eyes. I had a quick chat. Warren was next. He had a packet of jelly snakes with him.
What exactly can you do with this packet of snakes?
I can tie this in a knot with my thumb.
Do you want to tie one? Or do you want to? No, you don't even need it. He's going for it already. Damn, it is making me hungry. I almost can't watch, but I also can't look away. Ooh, ooh. No hands, everybody. He's done it just like that.
Pretty impressive stuff. And then we finished it off with Little Deegan, who was a young lad dressed in a clown costume. So I thought, here we go. We've got some clown tricks coming our way. But unfortunately, I think Deegan got a little bit stage fright.
Have you got a special trick for us?
Smiley.
Anything else? Can you tell a joke like a clown?
No.
No? Are you sure? You got a good knock-knock joke? A good, why did a chicken cross the road? You know, a fart noise is just as good. We'll take it. Please give David a round of applause.
I mean, a clown doing fart noise. About a 5-year-old clown doing fart noises. What more could you want out of a circus, really? So thank you to everyone who got involved. It was a cracking show. Let's do it all again next year. And, hey, Silver Circus is still running for the rest of the week. So if you haven't seen it yet, highly recommend it.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au. Or download the Hit app.
Hey, I've read this story today that's kind of concerned me about the mental state of some people. It happened up in Sydney, right? A man, I'm assuming a man, a resident, we'll call him. Actually, I shouldn't assume gender. That was bad of me. It's 2019, Ellie. A fed-up resident, that's how I'll describe him, has taken to defacing their own wheelie bin with a whole bunch of words, most of them expletives, basically to warn off his neighbours from using his bin. So he's got a Sharpie out and he's written Unit 6 only, and then he's literally covered it. And when, like, Unit 6 is in big letters, and then there's a whole bunch of smaller paragraphs, which were expletive-ridden sentences saying things like, I'm sick of you cockroaches filling up my bin, you're lazy, walk 20 feet to your bin, beware, don't get caught. And then he's also gone to the lengths of zip-tying the handles to keep the bin closed. It's very concerning behaviour. But also, does he kind of have a point? You know, isn't it the worst, especially when you're in an apartment block and everyone keeps using your bin? Because then you can't fit anything else in it. But on the other hand, calm down, dude. Also, you're defacing your own property. What's up with that? Mean notes kind of get me on the whole. There's never really a need for a mean note. If you're going to write a note to let someone know about something, just chuck a gag in there or something. Make it a little bit more lighthearted. Don't get abusive. But I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you received a mean note? I remember I used to work with a colleague at a former workplace who would put their lunch in the fridge and write mean things, mean notes, basically warning people to not eat their food. My favourite one of all time was, if you eat this, your mother hates you. I mean, I don't want your peanut butter sandwich anyway, buddy. It's not that tasty. Maybe bring in a Macca's cheeseburger and I'll think twice. I might actually want to have a munch on that. But no, apparently my mother hates me if I do that. 13, 12, 16. Have you ever received a mean note? Happens all the time in car parks. It's just the worst. So give me a call. I'll take your calls after this. Macca from Shep. Good morning, bud.
G'day, Ellie. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It sounds like you are on the toilet. Are you in a bathroom?
I don't mind. I actually am. I'm listening on the hit app.
I always get a bit weirded out by the thought of people listening to my show when they're not wearing clothes.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've got clothes on. It's freezing.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Well, I was going to ask you what you're wearing, but then that makes it even more creepy. So let's just move on.
I've got some nice thermals.
Okay.
And a nice jumper.
All right. Good to know. I've got a real visual.
Dressing up for the show.
Oh, thanks so much. You and me both. all right. This is getting creepy. Let's ask you the question I'm putting out this morning. Have you received a mean note?
Oh, mate, I had to call up for this one. I had this situation at the local Woolies car park where I had to park over a line because the other car next to me parked over the line.
Yeah.
And it was one of the only parks there. That car left while I was in the shop. I got back and there was a note on my windscreen asking why the hell I parked in that way. I won't use the actual language, but there were swear words on it.
Oh, an expletive-ridden note. That's rough. Yep. I hate that because you know it's not your fault. You know it was the...
Exactly.
I won't use the expletive, but the annoying person who's there before you, and
exactly.
You can't explain it.
Exactly right.
So did
exactly
it ruin
right.
your
Thank
day?
You my pain.
Did you write back or anything?
Nah, I get up and about. I get up and about. It's all right.
You just head back home, chuck your thermals on and sit on the throne, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, Macca. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Ellie.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no, I...
With Josiah and Ellie.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I feel a bit uncomfortable doing this. Biggest mysteries and solves it for us because apparently he's got 100 mates at Harvard University who help him out. Unfortunately, I have no such connections. So this morning, I've been racking my brains for an appropriate life mystery that I can solve for you. One that came into my mind a couple of days ago was what comes first or what came first, naming the colour orange or naming the fruit orange. But then I Googled that quickly and the answer was just there. And so I was like, well, that's no fun. The answer, by the way, is the fruit orange came first. Fun fact. And also, English is one of the only languages to have multiple different words for colours, like orange. There you go. Fun fact. Boom. One of life's mysteries solved already. But the one that I really want to focus on today is related to chocolate. You know how when you get a small chocolate, they call it fun size? Why do they call it fun size when less chocolate is not fun? That's the life mystery that I want to focus on. Because, you know, obviously, the bigger the chocolate, the more fun it is, right? Well, no, not according to Mars, who was the company that invented the word fun size, right? They reckon that it should be more fun because the chocolate to filling ratio is higher. Isn't that interesting? But also, that still doesn't that still doesn't really describe it. So I did a bit of digging. Turns out they came up with the name Fun Size, but not the idea to do smaller chocolate bars, right? That was another company. So the other company came up with the small bars that they called Junior, and then Mars came along and did the same thing and just called it Fun Size. Then when the first company wanted to call theirs Fun Size, Mars decided to be not so fun about it, and they sued them. And so there was this huge ongoing battle about the term Fun Size. Mars ended up losing that and ended up having to pay them heaps of money. And turns out that the phrase Fun Size cannot be monopolised. Yep, that's it. That's all I've got for Life's Mysteries this morning. It's just a small chocolate.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.